Okay, Robert.
Chair Schenck.
Here.
Representatives Artiles.
Here.
Atkins.
Here.
Berman.
Here.
Coley.
Here.
Corcoran.
Yeah.
Holder.
Here.
Hooper.
Here.
McGee.
Here.
Oliva, excuse. Reed. Raymond Vasilinda. Rodriguez.
Here.
Taylor.
Here.
Van Zandt.
Here.
Waltman.
Here.
Workman.
Here.
Young.
Here.
A quorum, Mr. President, Mr. Chair.
All right, excellent work there, Robert. Okay, members. Today we're going to be doubly efficient with two special order letters. The first one is for Tuesday, April 1st. Any questions? Seeing none, any public testimony? Seeing none, debate? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, show the one for Tuesday, April 1st adopted. Wednesday, April 2nd. Questions on that one? Seeing none, public testimony?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll put the card in, Mr. Chair. Okay. I was here before on one issue concerning special order. So let me make it a bit more clear, because some of the members had mentioned. Special order. I had brought up the issue where, you know, why would the public not be able to see public order? And it still stands. Now, I understand your possession, you have the tentative. But here's the problem, and you just did it. Why would you ask some public testimony on a tentative special order that the public don't even have? What were they speaking on? They don't have the information. Now, if there's a role that you need to directly to as to why you cannot disperse, not after the fact, because now it's over with. Who cares about any statement about what bill should be on the calendar or not? Because it's over with. Even if you were to debate it. Not saying that you would. Okay, but I'm saying, right now, what actually would I speak on unless I can guess what's on that tentative order? Why would I need to know that now? So, I mean, I don't know how you answer, I'll speak with your probably or whoever. Why would you not have the public have the tentative special order? So when you just did what you did, any public testimony, I know what tentatively is on there. It says this should not be on special order, and this is why. Of course I can't. And that was what I was trying to say to you last time. Not have possession of it after the meeting, but when now public test. Now, I'm going to assume at this point, because of the way this is being ran, that the bills, the two bills I want to speak on is only one of those calendars. I'm assuming by now it is. And I'm going to the era of the revisor bills. Okay? And I'm going to assume on one of those calendars, 7127 and 7131, is on one of those. I'm going to assume. Now, why they should not be on any one of those calendars, given it's on here, is because you would be adopting under 7127 the new official statutes of the state of Florida, which, if you adopt them, a great deal of them would be wrong, because in 71.31, you have not repealed any of the court-stricken statutes that has happened this year, the prior year, for example, the medical malpractice, remember the wrongful death, the court across the street just struck that, the gay adoption ban in 2003, and we can go to other statutes. You're saying in 7127 that we're claiming all from 2014 back, all the statutes would be official good evidence law of the state of Florida. They wouldn't be, because you had in those statutes that you're going to claim to adopt, many of those statutes have been invalidated. So you can't possibly approve those statutes unless you take out all the court-strucken policy throughout the years. Again, I'll tell you again, under 11.242 B, H, and B1, it says in a revisor you're supposed to deal with court-stricken policy. You haven't done it yet. So now you are adopting 7127 laws that are not good law, not good evidence, as the staff analysis mentioned, that the citizens, you're telling them that this is law, in as many areas as not. So with that, there's two issues. Why you cannot give the tentative, knowing that it's not going to have any legal effect against you or the institution, and then when you do this public testimony issue, as you just like did, you did, the purpose that would be to tell you why certain things should not be put on special order. It's a problem to the public. That's not transparency, as both of these institutions speak of. So again, whether you have an answer or not, I guess it does not even matter, but I'm still going to press the issue. Why you cannot allow the public to have the tentative? What confidential information is it? What can the person do with it? But come up here, like I'm doing now, and say why something shouldn't be on, and why you keep repeating, because I talked to you about it last time, and you said it was no problem. So I'm trying to make very clear what I mean. The tentative schedule, so someone can speak on it in the meetings like you have here to say why it should not be on the calendar. That's what I was talking about. Okay, whatever. Thank you.
Any other public testimony? Seeing none, debate. Representative Waldman in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I do want to just say I think that Mr. Pitts makes a lot of sense with this. I think there, you know, certainly maybe at the very least, maybe we could at least release this letter a half hour before in draft form to the public so that they could see it. I understand a lot of times we're up against tight deadlines, but we can always add more to it in a final letter.
Any other debate? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor of Wednesday, April 2nd, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, show that set as well. Representative Waldman, moves, rewise. Good work.